supporters of states and conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income.
This is
the government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There's a cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening here on Republic Broadcasting. I'm your host, Mark Passio, my website, whatonearthishappening.com. We're continuing with the extended variant of the cosmic abandonment presentation that I originally gave back in December of 2013 here in Philadelphia. We've been covering this material for the past many weeks on the show and will continue to do so. We're talking about different groupthink dynamics. Can we understand the behavior, the choices of different groups of people who are totally trapped in groupthink and religious thought? Like the belief in money, the belief in government, the belief in cultural religion, the belief in scientism, the belief in the New Age movement, etc. By having a handle on the psychological framework that ultimately underlies evil, that underlies what makes evil possible, and what makes it possible for people to continue to condone and support evil in their own thought processes and their own behavior. We identified those factors as willful ignorance, stemming from the fear of taking full ownership of one's personal responsibility, stemming from issues of self-loathing due to the continued lack of self-respect within people, and then that ultimately stemming from what I would call the causal factor of it all, deep-seated psychological parental abandonment issues going on in the childlike mindset of this person who has experienced all this. And I think there is no better example to highlight and illustrate the childishness of this mindset than the belief in government. And I mean the abandoned child mentality. There's no better... When you understand the belief in government as the belief that is made possible by a child who has been abandoned, that is crying out and looking for government to fulfill the role of the missing parent. Okay? It goes off like a bomb in your head when you really understand it. Okay? If you can really psychologically grasp this dynamic, you'll be so much better and more enlightened for it. Okay? When I've explained this to some people, they've said it made so much sense to them that it was like an epiphany. Like a grand epiphany-like awakening in their mind that, yes, this is what government actually is in people's minds. It is the proxy of a missing parent that is being filled in psychologically by the person who is the believer in this entity. that we call government. So let's just start looking at this from different political perspectives. I understand the left-right political perspective is an illusion. It's all the same thing. It's all slavery, as we've said many, many times on this show. I get that. Our listeners should get that by now. Okay? But if you just look at why people break down into largely two groups, okay? And you have people on the left wing, so the political left, so to speak, and then you have people on the political right, the conservative, the Republican, you know, whatever party we're looking at it from the perspective of the dual two-party illusion, which is at work everywhere throughout basically the world that props up this false left-right paradigm political system in the whole Western world, essentially. Okay? There's always two. There's always two major parties that come to prominence and then war against each other. Well, there's a reason there's not more two. There's always a party. Two parents, a mother figure, other figure. So each party is ultimately playing the proxy role psychologically of the parent, the missing parent, in the relationship between the parent and the child. So we can illustrate this when we look at the people in the groupthink dynamic of belief in government, who I call not only just believers in government, but supporters of slavery, as I illustrate here in the first slide in this section in slide number 116. So we're going to look at the left winger, okay, of the two-party political false left-right paradigm system. We'll look at the left winger, also called the liberal or the Democrat or the neoliberal, however you want to break it down. It doesn't matter. These are just words. You know, it's just, you know, all describing the same basic dynamic going on at work in the mind, regardless of the name you call it. What does this type of person that is totally trapped in this kind of groupthink want? What are their motivations? What do they want government to be? So you have to ask, to understand the psychological dynamic going on inside a person's mind like this, the question that has to be asked is, as a believer in government or a quote-unquote supporter of slavery, what do they want the controlling dynamic, the government, to be? What is it that they want from government? What are they always asking for government to do? Well, what does a left winger in politics want government to be? What do they want it to do? They want it to tax everybody more so that it can redistribute wealth, so that it can provide for things for people, to act as a caretaker for people, to do things that people should ultimately be doing for themselves, to essentially be something that the people can be dependent on. See, they don't want independence. They want the people to be dependent on the government. They want the government to be the people's caretaker. They want it to provide services for people, for it to be the thing that ultimately takes care of people in every aspect of their lives from cradle to grave. That is what the political left-winger, Democrat, liberal, neo-lib wants, if we're being honest with ourselves. This is the role they want government to fulfill in society. So they're asking for it to be essentially the caretaker of the people, the caretaker of society, the one that nurtures and cares for the people like a mother, like a nurturer, an archetypal mother figure. That's what this political party or persuasion ultimately wants government to be and the services it wants it to provide. So these are the people who have motherly abandonment issues, or what I simply label, you know, a little bit scathingly in slide number 117, mommy issues. These are people who are dealing with mommy issues. The people who are more toward the left-wing, Democrat, liberal persuasion are ultimately psychologically dealing with motherly abandonment issues deep down inside. And what they want government to be is the role of the missing parent in the form of the archetypal mother figure, because they want it to be the caretaker and nurturer of society. who ultimately provides for society's needs. They don't want people to be adults independent on this other nurturing entity that somehow is beneficent and wants to provide for people, wants to care for them, don't you know? That's what government wants. It isn't there to control us. Mommy's not there to control us. Mommy's there to care for us and give us everything we need whenever we need it. Don't you know that? We'll pick this up on the other side of the break, folks. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening here on Republic Broadcasting. Stay with us.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening here on RBN. I'm your host, Mark Passio. My website, whatonearthishappening.com. And in the last section, we were talking about the believers in government, the supporters of slavery, as I call them, to stop euphemizing the term government. as people who are ultimately playing out deep-seated psychological parental abandonment issues through their creation of a proxy. See, this is what is done psychologically when something is deeply missing and the person doesn't have it in their lives. They'll create a proxy for it external to the self, you know, to look toward this external power, to be that thing that they're missing in their own self, in their own lives, you know, so that they may have been lacking in some form. Doesn't even have to be physically the parental figure of the mother, the nurturer, the caretaker, in some form in their lives. And therefore, they want government to fulfill that role. They want an external power to come in and act as a proxy and take on that dynamic in their lives. And so this is what the political left always does. They want government to be the caretaker of the people from cradle to grave. These are the people with motherly abandonment issues. Once again, does not have to be physical absence of the mother. It could be emotional abandonment, mental abandonment, spiritual abandonment, not actually caring for the inward needs of the child. And ultimately, they want government to be this nurturing mother that cares and basically takes care of that, of the society from cradle to grave. These are the people with mommy issues, as I call it in, refer to it in slide number 117. Now, moving on to slide number 118 in this presentation, as I've said before, I'm not going to attack one half without attacking the other. You know, I'm an equal opportunity offender, okay? We'll get to everybody. We'll offend everybody's religion in due time, okay? So, let's talk about the opposite side, the other believers in slavery. I mean government, you know, the supporters of slavery, you know. The Republican Party, the right-wingers, the conservative types, the neocons, if you will, in you know, their neoconservative form. Well, what do these people often want government to be? You know, when you say, well, to a right winger, you know, right wing political supporter, what do you think the role of government should be? You know, they have very different roles that they want government to fulfill in society. Do they want it to tax people more and more and more? No, they don't want it usually to do that. You know, they want it to fulfill completely different roles. They don't want it to redistribute wealth. They don't want it to take care of everybody from cradle to grave. What they usually want it to do is to be the protector. So you have the nurturer, the caretaker, you know, the one that provides in the sense of it's actually going to actually bring to people the things that they need to provide for their needs. You know, in this sense, they want it to be the protector. You know, the one that can provide in a different way for the needs of the child. Society, in this case, in their mind, is the child. Government is not the mother figure. Government is the strong, protecting father figure to the conservative, to the political right winger, to the Republican. You know, they think that its role should be to keep people safe. As if that's not the right of people on their own, already, naturally, inherently, to keep themselves safe. And as if that is not somehow their own personal responsibility to provide for that. No, they want government to do that for us. So we need a strong police force. We need a strong army. We need strong military. We need a strong government. Because that's the only thing that's going to keep us safe from outsiders, from all the people that want to get us, from the bad guys, from the boogeymen. Yeah, we need a strong father figure, that archetypal father figure who maybe wasn't around to keep them safe or maybe didn't provide for that role. You know, maybe it didn't keep them safe from all the bad ideas infecting their mind. I would say it most certainly didn't do that, whoever their real physical father was in this incarnation. Certainly couldn't have done that for them to grow up that way. You know? But that's the role that they want government to play. It's not the nurturer, it's the protector. It's not the archetypal mother figure, it's the archetypal father figure. So, you know, it's the same thing except a different extreme. Again, since there's two parents, one of these groups psychologically identifies with the archetypal mother figure. That's the role that government's going to play through proxy. And the other political extreme on the so-called political spectrum, government's going to fulfill the opposite role in proxy, the archetypal father figure. So moving to slide 119, what do these people have? They have fatherly abandonment issues, daddy issues. These are people with daddy issues. Daddy wasn't there for them in some way to protect, to act as the protector. Well, now we can make government fulfill that role. It can police the whole world and keep everyone safe from cradle to grave, like the archetypal father figure that's missing in their lives. You know? It makes such perfect sense, don't you know? You know, that'll lead to true freedom. So, you know, these are the people who are suffering daddy issues and don't even know it in many cases. Don't get me wrong, folks. I mean, these people will deny this till the day that they die. You know? You could bring this to their attention, show them everything, show them all the signs of it, and they'd still tell you, you don't know what you're talking about, you're wrong. Because in their minds, they think for themselves. They actually believe that they don't have these psychological issues going on deep within their psyche, not down in them at a subcovel. Whether they know that that's there or not, system, they say that what's going on inside of them immediately. They don't need to admit it. They don't need to understand it. They don't need to speak it out there in the open. It's inside of them, whether they know it or not. You know, they just don't have enough knowledge of human psychology to even understand what's going on inside of them. That's why I tell people like this, I understand how much this offends somebody. I get it. Somebody with more advanced knowledge of human psychology can tell someone else more about them than they know about themselves. And that frightens people, and that upsets people, and it makes people very angry and mad. Especially when what you're really trying to do is help them. Because they don't think they need help. They're that sick. A mentally ill person like that doesn't believe help. When somebody really knows a whole lot about human psychology and what's going on in another person based on what they support, based on what they say they believe, you know, I know more about what's going on inside of these people than they know about themselves. And I'm willing to come out and state that and make that claim because it's true. They've never looked into human psychology one bit in their life. They've never looked in a mirror inwardly. We'll pick this up on the other side, folks. Stay with us.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence, and it can't go on. There's a truth so elusive, so elusive you to see. Baby, it breaks the distance between you and me. There's a list of grievances.
It goes on in different group dynamics in the human species. And we've been talking about believers in government. You know, whether they be of the left-wing or right-wing persuasion, they always want more of it. They always want it to somehow act as the parental figure in society, because they have this poisoned worldview that people somehow can't take care of themselves, or that our society would be completely chaotic should the people of this world not actually remain slaves and actually take charge over their own lives. What they are supporters of slavery, whether they understand that or not, or anyone else does. That's the truth of the matter. And they all have psychological abandonment issues underneath the surface, nested in the subconscious mind. The left-wingers, the political liberals, the Democrats, have mommy issues going on under the surface, while the right-wingers, the Republicans, the so-called conservatives, have fatherly abandonment issues, daddy issues going on under the surface. But, you know, we've left a major group out of this, the minarchists. Don't you know there is such a thing? Yeah, there's such a thing as believing in only a little bit of slavery. Yeah, you can believe in that, you know. You know, the libertarians, the constitutionalists, the minarchists, you know, I used to go really light on these people, and not really anymore, you know, because enough information has been put out there about what government really is through coercion and violence. And if you say that you believe that there should be rulers only a little bit, you're still a supporter of slavery. Whether you want to admit that to yourself or not doesn't really make a difference. You know, so I no longer worry about whether I offend these people. Let's just throw them right in there with everybody else that, you know, can get as offended as they like regarding the truth. Because there's no such thing as just accepting a little bit of slavery. Either you're free or you're enslaved, and there's no in the middle. You know? And what these people are saying is, I think there should just be a little bit of slavery. I think we should only have some rulership externally by somebody else, just a little bit. You know, it's just a matter of finding the right mixture, you know, of determining just how much slavery and violence there should be. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's sad, it really is, because it shows you how deep mind control really goes, how subtle it is, and how entrenched it is. It's so entrenched, people still can't recognize when they're under it, you know? And what I say that these people are really doing psychologically is that they're identifying with other people's parents. See, they're saying, wow, you know, Jimmy's parents don't beat Jimmy the way my parents beat me. You know, I get beaten 7 days a week. Jimmy's parents only beat him 4 days a week. So Jimmy's slave masters, they're a little bit nicer to Jimmy. They're a little bit better to Jimmy. Well, that's something to aspire to. I want to be a member of a surrogate member of Jimmy's family. And then I'll live with Jimmy and I'll only get beat 4 days a week instead of seven. You know? I mean, really, this is what it's like, folks. If we're being honest with ourselves, you know, that's what the minarchist wants. He wants his parents to abuse him less frequently than the other children's parents abuse them. Or he could look at another parent and say, well, they don't beat me, they don't beat him as badly or as often as they beat me, so it'd be nice to move to that. You know, that's all it is. It's the same thing. It's like a slave on a plantation looking at the plantation next door and saying, boy, I'd really love to live on that slavery plantation because the owners only whip their slaves every other day instead of every day. You know, a comparison of slavery is insanity. It's all slavery. What you should really want is for it all to end unequivocally. All of it. Not some of it, all of it. But these people can't get to that point in their own minds somehow. They're so conditioned, maybe it might even be more dangerous than the conditioning of statists, because they actually believe somehow that government must continue in some form. It may not be as godly to them as it is to the neocons or the neo-libs, but they still think it should continue in some form. That somehow it's going to be, if it's just controlled, if it's just reined in a little bit, it's somehow going to be beneficent. It's going to be benevolent. Well, violence and slavery don't work that way, folks. It's the total mistake that the founders of America made. That they didn't just abolish it completely and not put anything in its place. That's like saying, I'm going to abolish this form of evil, but I'm going to put this form of evil in its place. Well, you still put evil in its place. And what does evil do? It wants to accrue more power and more and become bigger evil. And that's all it ever does. And that, you know, that's what happened here. And people can't understand it. You know, they can't grasp it. The only way to get rid of evil is to abolish it completely and then be on vigilance against it and not ever let it come in. Not ever let it get a foot in the door ever again. And that can be done. But it requires a whole lot of will and true intelligence and care and effort and hard work and determination and persistence, you know, and responsibility above all else. You know, humanity wants no part of any of that stuff, you know. So what are these people, what's their tagline? What's this group dynamic tagline, the minarchists? Well, I say that they fear going all the way, quote unquote. They're not in truth. They're still in illusion. You know? I don't care how much nicer that illusion is than the hardcore forms of evil of totalitarianism. It's still a form of evil. You know? They don't want to go all the way. Because they're afraid of being called an anarchist. Oh, I'm afraid of being called somebody who doesn't believe in masters over other people. Wow, what a crime and terrible shame that is. I'm an anarchist. I don't believe in rulership of other people externally. You know? Whoa. I need to be embarrassed about that. You know? And that's what these people are. So they call themselves minarchists. You know? I only believe in a little bit of the Archon's right to rule. The masters. I only believe in masters over other people. I only believe in masters over slaves a tiny bit. I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke. It's a bad one. It's a bad joke. You know? But that's ultimately what these people are. You know? So I know when we want to have conversations with them to, you know, to even try to let them see, hey, you know, you're one of the tent pitchers. You pitched your tent on the side of the mountain as you were going up to the absolute peak, you know? And you said, that peak frightens me. I don't know what's on the other side of it, you know? What's on the other side is real freedom. But I'm staying right here on the side of the mountain. You know, I went up two-thirds of the way, three-quarters of the way, I'm done now, you know? That's what these people are saying. They're the tent pitchers on the spiritual journey. They went 75%, 80%, and they said, I'm done. That's what they are. People who fear going all the way, you know? So let's look at another psychological dynamic that goes on within groupthink. The groupthink hordes, okay? You know, we're looking at different you know, sects of the horde groupthink dynamic going on in humanity. There's so many, we can go on and on with this. Well, let's look at the media on the other side of this break. We'll pick that up after we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening here on Republic Broadcasting. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. And receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You know, the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening here on Republic Broadcasting. I'm your host, Mark Passio. We're continuing to go through some of these psychological groupthink dynamics that are rooted in willful ignorance, the fear of owning one's personal responsibility due to self-loathing and an inherent lack of self-respect, ultimately stemming from parental abandonment issues of one kind or another. And the next group we were about to discuss is the mainstream media, the people who actually work as professional liars, paid liars, to put out government propaganda, you know, and to be repeaters for the state. As people like Gerald Celente call them, in a funny way, the prostitutes. I've heard some other people refer to them as the horrespondents instead of correspondents, the horrespondents. And it's true. I mean, that's what these people are. They are paid, lying whores that have basically put themselves out there for money to lie for other people. And that's all they are. And some of these people are actually delusional enough that they actually believe in their sick, twisted way that somehow they're giving people accurate information or telling them the truth. I mean, it's an even bigger joke than the minarchists, if you ask me. You know, these people absolutely have no self-respect whatsoever, will do anything for a paycheck. You know, as it says here in this little meme, you write what you're told. Thanks, corporate news. We couldn't control the people without you. You know, Big Daddy, you know, telling them, here's what you do. You do this. I'll reward you, you know, just like a child. You know, you just do what you're told. You follow orders. Ultimately, we're seeing a pattern here. Really, all of these people, you know, all support the same pattern. It's a religion. It's not having to think for yourself. That's what religion is all about, folks. Not actually using your own inherent, creator-given ability to discern and to judge and to understand the difference between things for yourself. No, we can't do that because that involves work and effort and patience and persistence and willpower and care driving it ultimately. We can't have that. I just want somebody else to tell me what to do. We're seeing this over and over. I want somebody else to provide for my needs. I want somebody else to be responsible for me. I want somebody else to protect me. What kind of people in society act like that? Children. Children who aren't mentally, psychologically, emotionally, and spiritually grown into adults. They have not arrived at maturity into adulthood. You know, that's what we're talking about here. In all of these dynamics, you see the same commonality, immaturity, childishness, some wanting somebody else to take your responsibility for you. Wanting to be told by someone else what to do so you could just do it and then be rewarded for just doing it, for just following orders, for just going along. And that's, the mainstream media is no different. Their tagline, I'm too much of a low-life coward to tell the truth, because that's all these people are. They're cowards. One and all. One and all. I'm too much of a low-life coward to tell the truth, says the mainstream media so-called journalist prostitute. I repeat lies for a paycheck. That's it. That's all they do. Paid repeaters. The next group of groupthink dynamic that constitutes a religion and another childish mentality, the New Age movement, the New Agers. I mean, I've attacked these people ad nauseum through my New Age BS presentation and my Streetwise Spirituality presentation and seminar. I mean, you know, my little quote tagline for them is the hopelessly naive. These are the people who are so right-brained and balanced, they think everything's okay in this world. You know? They think you just need to meditate and make yourself accept all the evil. You know? Just stand down, accept everything, it's all good. It's all just an experience. There's children being raped and murdered. It's just an experience. Oh, somehow maybe their karmic debt from a past life warrants that treatment. You know, so they're going to sit back and do nothing to stop it. No, slavery is somehow warranted. It should be allowed to continue, you know. It's all super over-the-top feminine imbalance. They don't respect or understand or acknowledge the sacred masculine part of the dynamic of awakening, of enlightenment, where both of those dynamics need to be in place, the sacred feminine and the sacred masculine. They don't have that developed. You know, this is an imbalanced child. The children of religion are all imbalanced toward the right brain. And these people are no different. Many of them don't have any social boundaries because they're so right-brained. You know? It's a hallmark of pure immaturity and never having actually really grown up and taken on one's personal responsibility to the truth. And they're no different, the New Age, you know? They belong to the religion of standing down. We'll just ignore it. We'll ignore all the suffering that's going on in the world. We'll ignore all the coercion and the violence. We'll never speak up against daddy. You know, what this is, what the New Age movement actually really is, this is the child who's been abused by the father figure and has identified with its role as victim and therefore closes down, goes deep within itself, and never talks about the abuse that it's continuing to experience. That's what the New Age movement is, psychologically. If you just think about what I just said there, listen to it. Think about it. Ask yourself how much sense this makes. If you compare the New Age community to a child who has been abused relentlessly, and they don't want to, they feel that they are powerless to actually rise up and challenge the abuse directly with the sacred masculine dynamic and say, I will not be abused anymore. This will stop. By any means that I need to use to make it stop. Okay? They won't do that. They're the abused child who sits back and says, I don't talk about the abuse that comes from daddy. I just accept it. I accept I can't do anything about it, and I take it, and I go within. I make a little world for myself inside my abuse, like partitioning off, you know, a section of the personality or the brain, of the mind. And I'm just going to stay in this little partition and pretend that all that abuse isn't really going on or that it doesn't matter. If you think about it, that's exactly the dynamic that the New Age movement propagates. That's exactly what they're doing. It's an abused child that never wants to stand up against its abuser because it has identified with the victim role. And believes, somewhere down in the subconscious mind, it always must be that way, and I have to accept it. So they're silent on all the coercion and the violence of this world. You know? We don't talk about their tagline on image number 125. We don't talk about the abuse that mommy and daddy put us through. You know? If you ignore it, it goes away on its own. Don't you know that? You ignore all the negative. That's what the New Age is telling you to do. You know? Don't look at that. Don't look at what's really going on in the world. Oh, even if you see something bad, it's just an experience. You just have to ignore it, let it go. Don't try to correct anything. Don't try to teach anybody the difference between right and wrong. Oh, those are all just relative, you know? Saying that something's right or wrong, that's a judgment. Yeah, you're damn right it's a judgment. Yeah, it's called discernment and judgment, which have to be used to understand the difference between things that are good for our evolution and development and things that are not good for our evolution and development. It's called being an adult. It's called part of what being an adult is understanding the difference between those things. And the New Age movement doesn't want any part of that. They want to be that little abused child that sits there and doesn't talk about the abuse. You ignore it, it goes away on its own. Yeah, how's that working out for you? Ladies and gentlemen, your calls on the other side of the break. You're listening to What on Earth is Happening here on RBN. Don't go anywhere.
With finance.